With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Nearly 7 feet tall, Michael Crichton is probably the most conspicuous Westerner ever to visit Japan. Crichton says that while the Japanese are unfailingly polite, they tend to giggle in nervous embarrassment when they see that tall American.
That laughter doesn't mean to them what it means to a Western person, but it's there are times when I really can't help having a Western reaction to seeing a couple of dozen people in a department store laughing at me.
Michael Crichton insists he likes Japan and its people, even though his controversial thriller Rising Sun is an attack on Japanese economic expansion. Crichton says Japan works. Japanese schoolchildren cross the street without a crossing guard. At each side of the street, there are metal cups, and inside are little yellow flags on sticks.
And what the children do is, as they come to school in the morning, they each take a flag and wave the flag, and they cross the street, and the cars all stop, and when they get to the other side of the street, they put the flags in the other cup so that they'll be ready when they come home going the other way.
He says Japan has a coherence and an agreement.
And the Japanese understand very clear that they have a country and they share something together. Americans used to, I think, even though we are a melting pot, they used to have some kind of coherent feeling, some sense of community and some sense of national identity that seems to have dissipated.
It's apparent Michael Crichton admires the Japanese but sees them in economic terms as the enemy. Rising Sun is now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
We have, for some reason, elected to tolerate the highest crime rate in the world.
That's Michael Crichton, who suggests in his novel Rising Sun that America may be the most violent nation on earth. Some 25,000 murders a year, 100 times more killing than in Japan.
The difference is so striking that when you're in a Japanese city, it takes a little while for you to realize that you don't always have to be looking over your shoulder at night, that you can go anywhere that you want to go.
Crichton says Americans live in such fear of being murdered or raped that it's become the fabric of our society.
Ours is the only nation that I'm aware of that has elected to say there are no limitations on ownership of guns.
There are many facts about Japanese customs and habits in Rising Sun, a story about a murder linked to a Japanese conglomerate in the U.S.
When I start to work on a book and work in an area, I am aware of reading and clipping and making notes over a period of years. And so that at the time I come to write, I don't have much sense of doing any research at all, and I might just kind of write it.
Michael Crichton's book writing career goes back to the 1960s.
For about 10 years, the books seem to be something that is recognizably mine, but further back, I look at them, and I sometimes literally think, who wrote this?
Michael Crichton's Rising Sun is now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.